Welcome to Keepers.
We're a married couple who went to France for the 2019 World Cup, fell in love with women's soccer, so naturally when the pandemic hit, we started a fantasy league for the NWSL. This is our podcast.
I'm Holly Wild. Follow me at Wild Woso. That's Wild, with an E.
And I'm Jared Gilkerson. Find me at Jared_radio and follow us at Keepers Podcast. Who's ready to mock draft?
Let's do this!
We're back.
I'm pumped. I'm pumped for this draft.
We always get pumped for this draft. You know what? I don't know if I have our draft music today. Usually I have that draft music. I may have to find that and bring it up. But anyway,
cool,
we're back.
Cool, good story. Elfin. Yeah.
Thanks, we're back. Season 4, episode 2 of Keepers. Last week we talked about some burning storylines. We're doing two episodes this week, though. We're going to do a mock draft to hopefully help you. I'm getting a confused face.
That was the first episode of the two.
I understand.
Okay.
So we're doing two episodes.
It sounded confusing.
We're doing two episodes this week. She's hitting her head on the microphone.
That doesn't make as good of a sound as I wanted it to.
It doesn't.
No.
It doesn't.
That was underwhelming.
So yeah, two episodes this week. This is our mock draft episode to get you ready for your draft. That's hopefully happening soon because the season starts, not counting the weird Challenge Cup game that's coming up. But the actual season, Saturday, March 16th and Sunday, March 17th. That's when it all begins.
Woo-woo!
So Holly and I are going to mock draft the heck out of this. So we'll do four teams. So one of us will have team A and C, and the other one will have team B and D. So we got to flip a coin or do something
I'm doing one or two behind my back. And you pick.
A one or a two?
Yeah.
One. No.
Yeah!
So you want first pick?
I did.
So Holly's going to have team A and C. I'm going to have team B and D. So I'll have four of the first five picks in the draft. I like that. See, I like that. Do you like the first pick? In this instance, you probably do.
I mean, because no one can touch Sophia Smith, yes, I like the first pick.
So that's your first pick.
Yes, let's just go. Are we getting rolling here?
Yeah,
usually I don't like the first pick because I'd rather be down a little bit farther to have an earlier second round pick. But in this case, gotta have it.
We talked her up last week. It was one of the burning questions, or a few days ago, and it was like, "Hey, I don't think anyone can challenge her as the number one pick." So that's what we're going with. As I try to find our draft music for this, because I really want to use it.
Okay, but. We're rolling. Come on, we're rolling. Let's do this.
All right, I have second pick in the draft. We talked about this was one of my questions as well last week about who the hell do you take at number two?
Right.
I'm going Lynn Williams.
Okay.
For the second pick in the draft, Lynn Williams from Gotham FC goes to Team B. Team C is up with their first pick.
This is why
you need draft music. It's coming. It's coming right now. It's happening.
God, this is really hard.
Yeah.
It
is hard. Like it's this.
I'm going Adriana.
Adriana, newly acquired Adriana.
No.
Oh no, that's right. Adriana on
strong
Orlando
performer last year.
Wow.
Yes.
Is this the first time that we have had an Orlando player drafted in the first round?
Oh,
maybe ever. Because I don't know if we had a league. Did we?
Yeah.
Were we?
Yeah.
Or maybe the last year, Morgan,
crazy.
Morgan maybe? Hello, no, computer.
It sounds crazy, but she had the third highest points per week fantasy average for the weeks that...
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. All right, so Team C gets Adriana.
All right.
That's a huge one.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Do I go with the teammates here? Like, that's a big deal. Like, I'm really considering Midge Purse here or Jaden Shaw. Last year or even Carolyn. Carolyn's been hurt. Can you pass this up right now? I say no, I'm taking Carolyn.
Okay.
I've seen her on the pitch. She's practicing. So I get back-to-back picks. Oh, I forgot to snake this. So I'm an idiot. Team D. So I go up again and Jared is going to grab, Jaden Shaw.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Do you like that pick? What do you think about Jaden Shaw from San Diego there?
I think she's really strong.
Right?
I think we haven't seen her ceiling yet.
I think you're right.
All right. I'm going with Weaver.
Morgan Weaver.
Yep.
Second round, star of the Portland Thorns, Morgan Weaver.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Weaver goes to Team C. Now we're back to Team B, who had Lynn Williams earlier. This is where I'm going to do something cool with Team B, and I'm going Midge Purse. So I'm going with the combination.
Put all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah, it's interesting. Uh-oh. A lot of teams like to avoid that.
I don't mind it.
Or try to avoid that.
I don't mind it because like the good teams are going to put up points consistently. Like she didn't score, she had an assist. Amazing.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. So now we're back to Team A. This is what we talked about in our last episode. Who do you pair with Sophia Smith? And it's actually falling the way I thought. But I actually think you're going to get maybe a former teammate of hers to pair up with her. That's where I'm thinking you might go. Do-do-do-do-do.
Shit.
These are the sounds of the draft. And if you can, I think we're all going to try to draft in person this year. It's so much more fun.
Okay, so here's my thinking. Do I go with Mal? Because then I would have potentially the top two performers, the untouchables in the league on one team.
We got two picks
last year. I know, but last year I took Lavelle in the fifth round, banking on the fact that she was going to be a monster, even though she was on the IR at the beginning. And that screwed me because I lost out on an offensive chance. So what do I do here? Knowing that Mal's going to be on the bench for at least, you know, I don't know, several games.
That is true.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it.
Swanson.
This is a big risk. Second round draft pick.
No,
this might be the dumbest draft I've ever made.
Well, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
This is a mock draft.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you have more guts in a mock draft? Do you think you might
I don't know. I mean, you took Carolyn in the first round.
I did.
Yeah.
I did.
You know.
Because if she hits her form again, good Lord. There's just too much potential there.
Yeah. I mean, that's the same with Mal.
And see,
I think she could be even better than Sophia.
See, this is the fun part. This is the fun part.
No one can catch her when she breaks away from the defense.
Because you're saying, man, you took Carolyn Wood to reach. A little, maybe could be a reach. But then I look at what I got with Team D at the top of round two, which was Jaden Shaw. So I look at someone who does not miss time. And I think that's what you have to do. I think it would have been really risky for me to actually pair Carolyn with Purse, because we're talking about Purse who's coming back from injury. But when I see Carolyn, so you have to look when you're drafting, and I know you are, but I'm talking with you the global you, is that you have to look at these teams and see what you're pairing. Because if you take a risk in round one, or if you know you're going to take it, like you've got to balance that out.
Yeah.
You cannot take.
Well, I balanced it out with Sophia Smith.
Like if you got Swanson and Carolyn, potential amazing, but potential just complete disaster.
Yeah, potentially you screwed your offense. All right. I got the snake. Wait,
so your last pick of the second round was Mal. It was Mal. Oh, yeah, Swanson. Okay,
yeah.
Now your first pick, the third round for Team A.
I'm going Crystal Dunn.
Crystal Dunn. So Team A is looking great right now. It's Sophia Smith, Mal Swanson, and Crystal Dunn. Now we're going to Team B. Team B is up. I have to get Rodman here. Has to be Trinity Rodman.
I mean,
Rodman.
I think that's the right call.
Now we're at the team C.
That's definitely best available.
Team C for Holly Wild.
What do I do here?
It's a big decision. Big decision. Draft music is going to happen.
I mean, you really needed to find it to fill in.
You do.
Do you go keeper?
Do you go? Katie Lund. She was an eighth leading scorer last year. 210 points in our league.
Yeah. I mean,
I know where you're not going to go, and it's painful because you know that it's happening. If Jared can get this player, he's going to get him. So, but you're just not going to do it. You're not a hatch person.
No, she's lower on my rounds. She's lower on my rounds.
Seventh leading scorer.
Yeah. Well, I know. I hear you.
Yeah. And we're in round three.
Yeah. Okay.
Value. If we're going this slow now for both of us,
shit. It's
going to be tough later.
I'm going to take Morgan. Alex Morgan.
Oh, Alex Morgan.
Yeah.
I think
she's still got more. I think she's got more in the tank than you think she does.
Wow, you're Team Morgan.
Yeah.
Team C is Team Morgan.
Yeah.
All right, D, I got to go Hatch. Ashley Hatch on D. And I got the turn here. So the top of round four is my next pick. And I'm going to shore up. I'm going to get that keeper and I'm going to go with Lund.
Okay.
So, so the keeper's done. This is kind of a, this is a talking point every year. How early do you take keepers? But Lund.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I have a different philosophy than you. Well, but she was a stalwart for Genie last year.
I've done this, you know, I don't know that, you know, who did we lose from the rain last year? She went over to the
PTJ.
Yeah, PTJ. And she was my goal keeper, but it's tough. I think some keeper talent is, it's a little in flux. And I feel like Lund is actually one of the most stable options you can get.
Yeah.
So that's why I go there. It's just, it's one of those peace of mind things. And since we're drafting for two teams here, so my team D, I'm just shoring it up.
All right, I'm going to take Dabinia because she's still on the board.
Oh, that's interesting. I do really like Dabinia. And you had her last year.
I know. I was mad at her all year, but.
All right, team B. This is round four. Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go. This is it.
Oh, get it.
Okay. round four, team B. I actually have high hopes for Caprice Didasco, and she was the 10th leading scorer. So I'm taking the first defender off our list in round four. So okay. I'm taking Didasco for Team B. Team A to end the fourth round.
All right. Dun, dun. All right. So I'm going to go with Oshoala, forward for the Bay, coming from Barcelona FC.
That's a deep cut.
Yeah, it's a deep cut. And I got the turn.
Yeah, for
and,
this is
and
also
you made
team
me
a,
nervous.
Round five.
So
I made you nervous. Oh, I know what you're doing.
Well, you picked a defender.
I know what you're doing.
So I had crap defense last year because I drafted it too late. So I'm going with Loera.
Ah, Alex Loera.
Yeah.
Who is now on, I had it on my notes where she's at this year.
Oh, here's a question, though. Here's a question. She's at BSC, but she's actually listed as midfield for them. So this... let's move on, but like, I don't know if that's the right pick. We have to confirm she's actually.
This is actually a really good point because if you are starting a fantasy league, we base everything off of where they are listed on that team roster.
Yeah.
But it's also, you know, she's going to play defense. So the designations can change mid-season. Right. So keep an eye on that.
Last year we said if they play two of a different designation in a row, then we change their designation.
Yes. And if they hit five during the year, you could get the double designation. So if you were listed as a midfielder, but then after week 12, you had five as a defender, you can get the start as a defender. All right. This is Team B. Team B, just to remind you, already has a defender, no keeper. This is where I'm working off of a list that's not the top. We are now off of the top 10 scorers from last year. And now I'm really looking to see where the heck people landed last year. So give me a second. Is there anything where you are going on this? Like, is there anything, who's under consideration once we get to this part of the list?
I mean, you've still got some high average scorers on the board, but they're inconsistent. And they're, I mean, you've got Lavelle, who's always injured.
Yeah, that's true. I'm going Klingenberg.
Ugh, crap.
Because I want a defender for Team B. Oh, no, sorry. Team B now is stacked defensively.
Yeah.
With Klingenberg and Didasco.
All
so
right.
I'm having a personality.
Well, then Team C has to pick Huerta.
Ah, you know, she's great. What did she finish last year, Huerta?
I don't know.
I've got it all up here.
Okay. I mean, she was out a little bit for...
She still had 165 points, which is awesome. I might have let one slip there. But Klingenberg had 191 and Didasco 201.
Yeah.
So good stuff.
But they
played
more games.
That's true.
So, I mean, her average is right up there.
That's true.
Yeah.
Where are we at now? We are Team D.
Team D, round
on
five.
On the turn. Mm-hmm. So Team D doesn't have any defense. So now Team D is getting nervous. So if this happens to you in the draft, and you're like, oh, no, there goes Huerta. There goes Klingenberg. There goes Didasco. Now I can wait. Because to me, that's top notch. And to me, all these other teams have, they're not going to pick. I could go for Carson Pickett.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could go Abby Ersig. I could get Lauren Barnes. But I really think, in my mind, I don't know if any of these teams are going to double up. And I'm giving away my strategy now live to you.
But that's reasonable thinking.
Yeah, if you think that the top notch is gone,
yeah, And everyone else is equal. Then you can just like draft lower rounds.
Yeah, I'm going Sam Coffey.
Okay.
Because I think she has the potential to maybe even she could be she's got the talent to be a second leading scorer, even with Smith and Weaver on a team. That's a lot to say. But man, she's talented. She's so talented. But she kind of does everything, which scares me a little bit in fantasy because you could have these games where these like, when was the last time she scored? Mm-hmm. But she's always an assist threat. I like her. And like I said, Portland. Top of round six. This is also Team D as I look around. I think I'm going to go with Savannah DeMello. She's just super talented. I'm not excited about what Racing Louisville is doing in a lot of different angles, but she's really talented. And in round six, I think there's some value there. She's an almost 200-point scorer last year. Team C is on the clock, round six.
All right. Well, Team C has four really top offense in Adriana Weaver, Morgan, and Dabinia. I'm going to just shore up that defense. I got Huerta. I'm going to take Westfall.
Westfall?
Yeah.
Didn't she get traded?
No, she got retained.
Oh, that's right.
By the Rain. By the Wave, sorry.
Yeah, by the Wave.
Yeah.
Great jerseys, by the way. Another great team that made a great kit pick. Yeah. Team B, it's round six. Da, da, da. Great song. Fans love it. Holly's knee deep in this list, by the way. She's really scouring it. I think Kaiser has to be thought about at this point. I think Alyssa Thompson has to be thought about.
You've still got,
I think, McCaskill.
Lavelle on the board.
Emsley, she scares me. I'm sorry.
I know.
She scares me.
I know.
You know?
She's gonna go with such a discount in the last round, I swear.
What do you do with Nyswanger? Because that's someone who only had 101 points, but she literally didn't play until week 10 last year. Is she talented enough to go at this point, or is it?
Yeah, because
if
you double that, that's 202 points for the whole season.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. And you still got some like Balser. I mean, that's a giant one right there. It's a giant matzo ball hanging out there, Bethany Balser. Talent.
Yeah, because she underperformed last year, but I think with some of the changes with Rapinoe retiring and some of the other changes on the Rain, she's going to get more playing time this year. She was splitting time last year.
Ultry?
Going to get more playing time. Could improve.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that team is, it's just, they just reload. It's like a good farm system in baseball mm-hmm. with Portland.
Yeah.
Who you got? Big
pick.
Your
pick.
No, it's Team B.
Yeah, that's you.
Wow, I was vamping.
Oh my God, I was just waiting. I thought you were vamping because you were deciding.
I go Balser.
All right.
Team B. Now I have to make sure I'm getting these players. And make sure you keep an eye on your team as you go. And make sure you have enough defenders. And you actually draft a keeper.
All right.
End of round six.
Yep. I got the snake. I'm going Pickett.
Carson Pickett.
Yep.
Right? Not Kiki. Okay.
Okay.
Top of round seven. This is Team A.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to draft teammates and go with Kundanasi, the other new international forward
that?
For the Bay. Kundanasi.
Great, Kundanasi. Man, I think I like that you're going for some of these players that are kind of the new blood.
It's this such an interesting... this league is getting so interesting because it's becoming more international. More people want to play in the NWSL from all over the world, and I just love that.
I'm just going through my Team B and making sure, seeing which team has. So Team B still doesn't have a keeper. And I think we're getting to that area where you might want a solid keeper. And I'm going to do it. And so I'm going to take Sheridan. Team B.
All right.
Team C, round
always
seven.
Always a solid performer.
Yep. So Team C, you got Westfall as your last pick on Team C.
I'm aware.
I'm just reminding the listeners.
I'm gonna take Banda out of Zambian national team forward for the Pride.
She just got picked up, right?
She just got signed, like 3 days ago.
All right, this is Team D back to backs. there's a lot of names I mentioned just a bit ago, and I think they have to get gobbled up. I'm looking also what Team D. Team D is the one that has Lund. And wait, Team D doesn't have any.
You need defense. That's right.
Team D does not have defense. And I think at this point, thanks for the reminder. I think Team D needs something. And Carson Pickett going off the board was killer. But there's some more talent out there. And I think I'm going to go with, you know what? I'm going Mace.
Okay.
Haley Mace, still with Kansas City.
She was consistent for me last year.
Yep. Now, right. Team D to start round 8.
You got the turn.
Yes. And we're only going to do 11 rounds because we'll just do our starters. We won't fill our bench. So, Team D.
Oh, so I have to actually pick a goalie in the first 11 rounds. Okay.
You could say theoretically you're saving it. You could say you're saving it.
Okay. I might. I might save it.
But
we'll see.
Picking. I'm trying to pick like all my starters kind of for the sake of the mock. But we could keep going if it's going well.
All right.
Top of. So, Team D, I'm looking what Team D needs. Team D needs a Team D's doing okay. Maybe another defender, for the sake of the draft. You know what? Who says you need to get all your defenders right now? I don't. Can we go? Man, I'm gonna go with. This is tough. Can you vamp? And,
you know,
mic,
I suck at vamping. I totally suck at vamping. I don't know what to say. You know, I hate small talk.
Kaiser. You know? Kaiser. CC Kaiser. New surroundings.
All right.
She might bring some goals to Houston. Team C.
All right.
What's the next song?
This is my team that's currently stacked with Brazilians. And so I'm going to take Bia and just stack it some more.
Bia.
Yeah. Forward
Bia
for the current.
To Team B. Team B on the horn. Team B's last pickup was Kalen Sheridan.
Yep.
Team B also has some good defenders right now. So yep. Team B's got to go back to offense.
Definitely.
And Team B, we're really avoiding Rose Lavelle. We're just not sure.
Yeah.
About that.
I know.
It's really tough.
I mean, she is healthy currently, but like...
How long?
Will she play?
Yeah,
will they rest her in an Olympic year?
Yeah. I'm going to go Moultrie.
Interesting.
I really like what she's bringing.
Yeah. I think we haven't seen her ceiling yet.
Right. Team A, bottom of the 8th round going into the 9th.
All right, let's see. I got Smith, Mount, Dunn, Oshala... and Kundanasi on offense. I got Luerin Pickett on defense. Oh boy.
Big things popping here.
Yeah. I got a lot of forwards. Let me look at midfielders here. I got Dunn, who I think is going to play midfield, even though she's listed as a forward. Who else do we have?
I know
here?
Where we could go big time. My eye is on one name right now.
Are you thinking Sugita?
No.
You're not?
Even though I did like her, she was on my team.
Interesting.
I think one, because I think the talent's there. And I like potential. But you got 2 picks, so you'll probably get her.
Oh, that's right. I got the turn. Okay.
Dun, dun.
All right, I'm going to go Sugita.
Okay.
I think she's consistent.
Okay, now we're round 9. Start around nine. We got
more offense for me. Let's see.
This is good. This is fascinating.
Who's left on the board here? Aren't you supposed to be vamping right
now?
Yeah,
I should be vamping.
All right.
Well, I'm not going to disclose. Now my competitor comes out on me, and I don't want you to know who I've got.
Yeah, well, okay.
So, or who I'm thinking of for Team B coming up next.
I'm gonna take Ji So Yoon, midfielder for the Reign.
I like it. You got an international flavor going with all your picks. I'm gonna go Ashley Sanchez for Team B.
Oh yeah, that's not a bad draft.
Team C, you're up.
All right, stand by.
Yeah, I just had a quick turn there. It's quick. I got my eye on a couple more.
All right, let's see. Who do I have here? I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 offense, 2 defense.
I can tell you for the people out there now who's on my short list, I got Savannah McCaskill is definitely on that list.
Definitely
Claire,
on the short
Claire Emsley
definitely on the short
is on the list.
List.
Alyssa Thompson is on that short list.
Mm-hmm. Fishlock is still out there.
Fishlock, don't forget Ella.
Maria Sanchez.
Don't forget Ella Stevens in Chicago. She put up 136 last year.
Yeah.
Pretty good to get late. Maria
you know
Sanchez.
What? I'm gonna go with McCaskill. I feel like she's got a higher ceiling at the Wave.
All right, McCaskill, Team C. Team D, I'm going Maria Sanchez. Now we're on the 10th round, so it's back-to-back Team D.
Wait, who did you pick for Team B for that round?
Sanchez.
Sanchez.
So I had double Sanchez.
Double Sanchez.
For All different right. teams. So I'm going back. Team D is the team that loaded up on some not defense earlier. got... Team D did get Lund earlier, very early in the draft, and Team D also got Haley Mace, but I think Team D needs another defender. We're going to end it early, so I might not have all the defenders I need by the time this is over, but I think another defender here is necessary, and too bad Emily Fox is not in the league anymore. And does Sonnet, Sonnet put up 127 last year. Does she get the defender? Will she be a defender?
I mean, she's listed as midfield. For Gotham.
You're right. And what about Kuika?
Yeah, I mean, I think she's the best available on the board.
I gotta go Kuika.
Yeah.
For mm-hmm. Team D. All right. Team C is up. Round 10.
I also need a defender. I'm gonna take Emma Vignola.
Oh gosh, yeah. Talent right there. Talent. Yeah. That's a great pick.
Thank you.
Yeah, she came on late for Angel City last
year.
Yeah,
she did. Potential outside back scoring weapon right there.
Yep. All right. Yeah. I'm going to go with... So you got Sagita off the list.
Yep.
I think I'm going to go Jordan Heidema for Team B.
Oh, Heidema. Okay.
Yeah. Another... Seattle player that, you know, now that Rapinoe is gone, it's like a Balser, Heidema,
yeah, they
Fishlock.
Won't be, they probably won't be splitting time.
Triple-headed dragon.
Interesting.
And no more Lavelle. I really think those three are going to bust out. So yeah. That's my prediction. That's what I hope. Seattle's got some new branding. Nice new logo.
All right.
So they're kind of, I like their look. So Team A to end the round.
I'm going to take a Chiwenga. I'm betting a little more on Kansas than I think maybe I should, but we'll see.
They just signed her too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, we're just going to do 11 rounds. So 11th round, Team A got
right.
the turn there.
I got the turn. All right. Yeah, I'm just not going to draft a goalie till the later rounds. So I think I need...
So that's what your strategy would be because
yeah.
we're doing... It's 16 rounds, but you would go for just a keeper later.
Yeah, go for a keeper later. I need defense.
And I know she's badass, but avoid Alyssa Nair, everybody. Please. She's great, but not on that team. That team's going to give up goals again.
Yeah, I mean, they need more defense than they have.
Round 11, Team A.
I don't feel like known in this, in the NWSL, I'm just like not psyched about any of the rest of the defense on the board. I'm gonna gamble. I'm going to take Caitlin Torpy. Australian under 23 international who's playing for the Wave now.
I feel like your knowledge is deep. These are players that I need to really take a look at.
I know, that's why I'm really pissed that we're doing
signed.
This mock draft because otherwise I'd own you in the draft because I know you didn't.
But you said you were excited for the mock draft.
I was lying.
Team B. Like I wouldn't prep anyways. Come on, defending champ. Team B. I got to take Claire Emsley for B.
That's a good pick.
She's in the 160s last year. Potential for some goals there. Some good scoring for Angel
yeah.
City. Team C, their second to last pick for Team C.
All right. I got my starting defense in here. I got to go back to offense. Who's left on the board?
As we both scroll.
Yeah. I'm going to take Fishlock.
I like that. Former MVP.
Yep.
Team
she
D.
Was, she was okay last season. She was fire for me.
Team D, do I...
Season before.
I think Team D, I mean, I have Mace and Lund on the back end, I think, and Kuika. And so if I was a strategy right now, I would go a little more offense just because it's there. And I you're talking about being scared of Kansas City. So I'm looking at Michelle Cooper because she's a really big option.
Yeah, she is for
but
what's left.
I'm going Nyswanger.
Yeah, those are the, I mean, those are the top two best available, I think.
Because I think there's a lot of potential for points. I'll do that. And then just like you said.
Wait, that was 11. Are we drafting the bench?
Oh, yeah, that was 11.
Duh!
Ah! All right, you want to go through your
cut it off.
Teams?
All right. For Team A, I have Sophia Smith, Mal Swanson, Crystal Dunn, Osha Ala, Luera, Pickett, Kundanasi, Sugita, Soyun, Chawinga, and Torpy. We'll see how the internationals do for Team A.
How about Team C?
Team C, I have Adriana, Weaver, Morgan, Dabinia, Huerta, Westfall, Banda, Bia, McCaskill, Vignola, and Fishlock. So going with a little bit more of a known quantity there.
So your strategy with that team is save the keeper to later. Both teams?
Yeah.
So before we wrap all this up, your keeper strategy is, in most, do you stretch for Lund? Do you think she's
I think it's a personal call. It depends on your strategy.
Okay.
My thinking is that there are enough consistent keepers out there that I can get a keeper later. But there's less consistency in some of the other positions, and I need to draft the solid ones first.
Yeah. All right. You could wait. I mean, you
so
could,
what's your strategy for taking Lund?
Well, I mean, I looked at the team that she got drafted to was Team D, and so I looked and I go, well, you already have Carolyn. We'll go through Team D and Jaden Shaw and Ashley Hatch. And if I can get a fourth top 10 scorer from last year, I'm going to do it. And so I'll do it with Lund.
Okay. That's, yeah, for sure.
So that's what I did. So the rest of Team D added onto those players was Sam Coffey, Savannah DeMello, Haley Mace, CeCe Kaiser, Ashley Sanchez, Natalie Kuika, Jenna Nyswanger. And team B, Lynn Williams, Midge Purse, the teammates there going for it. Trinity Rodman, Caprice Didasco, Megan Klingenberg, Bethany Balser, Kaylin Sheridan, Olivia Moultrie, Ashley Sanchez, Jordan Heidema, and Claire Emsley.
I like that team. That's a really consistent team.
Looking back on it,
yeah,
kind of like that team.
Yeah.
And then I would save, I know I drafted two keepers, you know, each team I drafted a keeper, but I also go with the strategy of...
You did not draft a keeper on Team B.
Sheridan?
Yes, you did.
So I like the strategy too of waiting, if just seeing what everyone else does. So yeah. If you think, they might have reached for this one, so that's good, I'll wait, and I'll play week to week keepers, streaming, like we call it streaming keepers. So yeah, that's a successful mock draft.
There you have it.
Yeah.
All of our strategy laid bare.
Yeah, it's all out there. Good luck in your drafts coming up in just a few days. And good luck. We got week one coming up.
Woo woo!
Holly, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Yes.
Week one matchup that you're most looking forward to?
I don't even know what the matchups are. I want to see Angel City Bay FC because they went 0-0 in the preseason. And, you know, can Angel City capitalize on their momentum from the end of last year? Did the Bay City make a decent team?
Does Kansas City have their new facility?
Yeah,
it's ready to go. Yeah. I think they're hosting Portland. So that's the one I want to see with Portland in town. Come on. I mean, that's like star power galore in that game. So I'm really excited for that. So looking forward to it. All right. Well,
all right.
We will be back for the kind of week one sadness / happiness. My season's over. I'm winning the whole thing attitude that we're going to bring. So we'll see you after week one. Enjoy the games.